Welcome to the Just As I Am podcast. It's your host, Nicole Wilson, and today we're going to be talking about food. Well, we'll be talking about a little bit more than just food, so stay tuned. You are what you eat, and you're probably confused as to why I would make a podcast surrounded by that title, but we're going to dive deep into what I'm actually trying to get to. You've probably heard that term before a few times, and what is that term usually attached to? Food, right? We always hear that once we've eaten something, or if we eat a whole bunch of something and blah, 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 somebody will tell us, you are what you eat. Well, it's such a serious thing that there is actually a series on Netflix that is called by this phrase. It's entitled, You Are What You Eat. Have I watched it? No, but it sounds kind of interesting. It's actually where many sets of twins are doing this experiment where each is on a certain diet. So, like, one might be plain vegetarian and the other one might be vegan or something crazy like that. So, what does this phrase actually refer to or mean? It means that your diet, that the food that you eat has an effect on you, right? Well, healthier food makes you feel better and more energetic, more vibrant, right? Whereas greasier food, that junk food slows you down and causes you problems, right? So, who actually came up with this phrase and why is it important? Well, a German philosopher once said, and he became famous for this phrase. His phrase was actually, we are what we eat. His name was Ludwig Feuerbach, or something like that. And he actually said this around 1848. So this phrase has been around for a very long time. So, it is so important to watch what we eat, right? Why? Why is it important what we put in our bodies? It's so important because we actually get important vitamins and minerals from food, right? And if we do not get the right or enough of those right vitamins and minerals, it impacts our health and can make us sick in so many ways. So, you're probably wondering if this doesn't pertain to food, if you're not going to make a whole episode that's based on food, what are you fixing to talk about? Well, I have a YouTube channel, right? And it's a few years old. I don't really do much on it anymore. But when I started it, I came up with a few ideas, like things I wanted to talk about. And this was actually one of the things I wanted to talk about. So I might make a video on it. I don't know. But you are what you eat. When I say this, yes, I can mean food, but I'm meaning you as a person, right? We are what we eat. So we hear that phrase and I don't know, like, if you eat nerds, then people will be like, oh, you're a nerd, you know, something like that, right? Well, as humans, we absorb things and we eat things all day, every day, right? So many things. And we absorb things from not just food, but we absorb things from other human beings. We absorb things from nature. We absorb things from work. We absorb this, that, these, and those, right? A little bit of everything. And that affects us so much. I mean, just think about it. So the thing is, you know, if we listen to this type of music or we hang out with these types of people, you absorb that and then you radiate it, even if you don't know it. So if you're listening to explicit music, then that's just going to be your vibe, right? You're going to think it's okay. You might think it's okay to say the same things that those people are saying. If you're watching TV or movies and you're seeing these people do something that typically isn't okay, but then you're like, they're doing it, and you do it just mindlessly, right? You absorb it. Like, if you listen to these types of things, see how it makes you become as a person. Are you still going to be kind and considerate and caring and thoughtful? Are you going to be a gentle person? Or are you going to be rough and kind of mean and bitter and just someone that people might not want to be around? And I think that's such a discussion that we should have, is not just living life and let things happen, but knowing what to surround ourselves with, what to absorb, what to allow, you know? Because a lot of the time, 9 times out of 10, you know, you hear stuff about kids who, they were great, you know, at this age, and then they got in the wrong crowd, and then they started doing these things and can't stay out of trouble anymore, and just all kinds of things like that. And I think that that's terrible. I think that's an awful reason to start doing things differently than you originally did. But another example of this is, I work with children all day, every day, right? So I have learned so much from others on how to work and act and treat children. You know, I've always worked with kids my whole entire life, but when you work with somebody who has done this in a special way longer than you have, you learn a lot. And then those things are instilled in you, whether you realize it or not. And that's just an example. I'm so thankful for that. I'm so glad that I have been able to absorb these things to be able to handle situations or work better, or, you know, but I did this not because somebody necessarily told me, but because I was surrounded by those people and I watched them and I listened and I learned and I absorbed it. And so many things just happen mindlessly. But really, Sunday, actually, we had Kingdom Kids, which is this thing that I started at church. And it is for kids ages 1st grade to 6th grade. And we had a ton of fun this time. And we actually got our hands dirty, literally, not a figurative form of speech here, but we got our hands dirty. So we did some music, praised the Lord a little bit, and then we went outside. And I gave them each a flower pot, right? And we went through step by step what to do or how plants grow, right? Because plants just don't exist, right? They don't just happen. They are planted, blah, 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 blah. So my first question was, what is the first thing plants need, right? And of course they're like, seeds. Okay. Yes, you need seeds to make a plant, but that's not where we're at right now. What do seeds need to begin with? Soil. Yes. Seeds need soil. You have to put them in the soil, right? Plants need a good foundation of soil to start their growth, right? So for Christians, our soil is our foundation, right? Our foundation is Christ. He gives us everything we need. Everything we need to help us grow. I want to give you a second to think of some things that he gives us in order for us to grow. So just think about it. Keep thinking. Christ gives us things like peace, love, encouragement, wisdom. The list goes on. So after this, I gave him some dirt. And then we planted some seeds in our pots, in our soil, in our foundation. So, these two are kind of backwards, but they can go either way, right? So the second necessity is, for a plant to grow, sunlight, right? I am not a plant, but I love the sun. I need the sun. The sun needs me. Okay, it doesn't need me. I love the sun, but the sun doesn't love me back. It will burn me in a heartbeat. But plants grow towards the light. You ever look at your plant and it's just kind of leaning, but it's leaning like towards the window? Plants grow towards the light for things that only the light can give them. Okay? That is their vitamins and minerals, okay? God is our light, right? Of course. We should lean to him for guidance and strength. So then, our next necessity is water. We also need water, right? Water is so important to us for the same reasons it's important to plants, right? Plants need water to sustain them. Plants need water to sustain them, to keep them going. So, as Christians, we need to water our fellow Christians. Okay? And I'm not saying get your water pitcher and drench your neighbor, okay? I mean, we need to water them in a figurative way, okay? We need to water them to help them grow and sustain them. And we asked them, what are ways that we can sustain our fellow Christians, right? Had to think about it. Had to think about it. I don't know if it was because the sun was in their eyes or what, but we had a little bit of trouble. We needed help. So in the end, we came up with pray for them, be there for them, give them a hug if they need it, encourage them, read your Bible with them. Just all of those kind of things. Just talk to them. Things that we just need, right? As humans, fellowship, prayer, reading your Bible. And we came up with a pretty good list. That's probably the base of it, I would guess. And then we talked about this one thing that happens in our garden, in our yards, in our flower pots, in our mulch where our bushes should be. Something that just ticks us all off who have, well, I won't say who have a green thumb, but who love order and crispness and just cleanness in the yard. I'm talking about weeds. We all have them. They're terrible and annoying, but we all have them. Weeds come up in the most random spots. And it's not just like one that comes up, it's a whole bunch of them, right? Clusters of them. Weeds choke plants and keep them from growing. So they choke plant, they take up their space, they take up their nutrients, all the things, right? And we have weeds ourselves. Are our weeds green and have roots? No, but our weeds can be things such as bitterness, anger, or anything that just Satan does to us. You know? What are the... Is it the seven things? I don't know. Envy, jealousy, whatever they are. Those gremlins they talk about. Anyways. So we have weeds in our life, and they suck, and we do not like them whatsoever, but sometimes we gotta help our neighbor tend to their garden, right? We gotta help give them some water. We gotta pull their weeds. But are we gonna wanna do that if we are absorbing terrible, hateful, nasty, no good, ugly things? Not really. So we need to absorb all of the good things. Love, kindness, compassion, the fruits of the spirit. I always tell people to bear their fruits, to grow their fruits. You know, that's a thing. And I feel like if we all worked on our garden and we only gave it the good things and not the bad things, that there would be so much more good in the world, more love, more patience, more compassion. And, you know, you just have to pray for those things. But I wanted this to be such an encouragement and to make you think about what you do, what you listen to, what you eat, what you watch, what you surround yourself with, because that's so important. It's just as important as the food that we put in our body. So just always think about something when you do it, even if it's minor. Just take it into consideration. What are you absorbing? Okay? Do you have good soil? Are you getting enough sun? What about your water? Keep the weeds out. We don't need those. Weeds are no good. Watch the VeggieTale movie. Weeds are no good. I haven't watched that in forever, but this really made me think about it, and I need to go back and watch it. So, I want to leave you with Proverbs 23:7, and it says something along the lines of, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he." So make sure your heart is getting good things, so your heart can produce just as good, if not better, things. And even if you're not absorbing, remember, somebody is absorbing from you. So how you act, somebody's going to take that in, and they might reflect it. And I want you to think, if you are that good of an example, that if they were to reflect you, you'd be okay with that, and you wouldn't see any wrong. So, thank you for listening to my TED Talk today. I hope y'all have a wonderful day. As always, I will be praying for you. I will be praying for your fruits to grow and plenty of soil, sunlight, and water in your life, and that weeds never enter your garden. So see you on the next one.